The following program is paid programming. The views expressed on the following program are those of its hosts and participants and nowhere reflect those of the ownership, staff, or advertisers of WNRI.
Welcome to the John DePietro Show on 1380 AM and 99.9 FM. News Talk WNRI.
At 12:06 on what is yet another beautiful day. My goodness, folks, on this Tuesday, April 23rd, God is good. Power of prayer. Fantastic outside. Gives us hope. You're listening to the John DePietro Show. It's AM 1380 and 99.9 FM. I want to welcome everybody that tunes in on our Facebook live stream, of which we simulcast. People like Brenda and the great Chris Moran, who is there. And there's Samantha, Harriet Brown, mother of Aaron. There they are. There's Pat and everybody. Folks, obviously, with the weather, we'll definitely be monitoring. Will we do road patrol tonight? Well, you know, last night was about as quiet as it gets. I'm not going to say no, but just again to frame it, it's really just a matter of, you know, the way we construct it. Ideally, there's a scene and we're covering the scene, but road patrol is essentially, it's really in lieu of being at a scene. So I think tonight we're going to actually try wandering, where we're going to be out speaking to kind of a man, one on the street, on Cranston Street. I believe we're going to try that. We need a couple things in our favor to work that out. Some people have said it potentially could be dangerous. That's true. But maybe better to be a moving individual. But we'll see. We'll see. The day is early. The only news of the day so far, there's two big news parts of the day, and I'm going to touch on right now. Folks, this portion of our program, though, is brought to you by PR Landscape Materials in Garden Center, 3688 Quaker Lane in North Kingstown. Now, a day like today, obviously, folks, the weather and yesterday, we're putting together some good days. And right now, you can pop in. They have some beautiful geranium hangers, patio pots, beautiful trees and shrubs. Folks, it's PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center, 3688 Quaker Lane in North Kingstown. Family-run business. The service is fantastic. And remember, they also have screen loom, black, hemlock, mulch, crushed stone. Look for them on Facebook. They run a great Facebook page. It's Debbie and Steve and Junior and Byron. They're open every single day. Gift certificates are available. Mother's Day is coming up. It's PR Landscape Materials in Garden Center. Well, folks, visit DePietro.com when you can. We have original stories. We have original video. Don't forget DePietro.com. That's also all of our links to social media, whether it's TikTok or X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, which, you know, it's amazing. We've been putting just a little more effort into Instagram, and it is rocketing, you know. I'm not exactly sure the analytics of it. I think almost 200 new followers a day on the Instagram page. That will level off at some part, but right now it just continues to get bigger and bigger. Also, our YouTube page, you know, we continue to grow with all our platforms. And, of course, Facebook Live, which is the mainstay. And DePietro.com, brought to you by the Cohesit Inn, 226 Cohesit Avenue, West Warwick. Lunch, dinner, drinks in the lounge. They're waiting for you at the Cohesit Inn. And also on Saturday, we did a live stream, business spotlight. And it was at the market at Cohesit. And there's some great items there, and we have shared that as well. Now, as I was saying, I mean, the big news so far on this Tuesday, the big news locally is just some young driver, I believe just with the driving permit, maybe going to Cranston East, was at the Dunkin' Donuts Park and Reservoir and meant to back up and instead went forward. And then crash through the Dunkin' Donuts right there at Park and Reservoir. I mean, locally right now, and I'm going to go through some of the news of the day. but locally, that really is the big thing. I do want to touch on both the, obviously, the Trump trial and then also the situation with what's going on in Columbia. Now, as far as 195, and I don't know if I need to explain it, but I will explain it. I like to focus on news that's happening. And ideally, it's not for everybody. You know, and I want to make mention of that. This is, right now, if you're either listening or watching, especially those that watch on Facebook, I'll take a page out of El Rushbo, who I had the privilege of getting to know when I, in the 90s, and I lived in New York City, and I actually, you know, got a chance to work with Rush and pick his brain. I even had dinner with him one time. He's a fascinating guy. He was a brilliant guy. He was an unbelievable communicator that truly had an impact and changed media. If you didn't have Rush Limbaugh, I'm not convinced you would have even had Fox News. I went to his television show. I mean, before when I had cell phones, I had a chance at that time that we were backstage at Rush's TV show. And I could actually, now the way everybody, social media and you know, you have cameras on your phones, I could have had a photo with Rush and Roger Ailes. I mean, two really incredible individuals. But Rush used to talk about his program was for advanced conservative studies. And I want many of you to know that, especially like our social media and the radio, this is designed, and my content, I guess, is how I could describe it. Because that's what I really am. I am a content creator. That's really what I do. I create content for different platforms. Radio is a platform. The website, tepedro.com, is a platform. Facebook Live is a platform. TikTok's a platform. YouTube, Instagram, they're all platforms. So what do? We create content for those different platforms. But the content is for people that follow the news and know what's going on. And sometimes we have people who they don't follow the news. And they, you know, and I hear this every single day. You know, I almost feel like I sound like some of the teachers that I used to have at Bishop Hendrick and they had brothers that were teachers, which is kind of, I feel now I understand what they meant when they used to say, I'm not your mother. I'm not here to hold your hand, right? Like there's some of this work you have to read. You have to do it yourself. I'm not going to be there at night to make sure you're studying. I'm not going to be there to, you know, make sure you're doing the assignments and paying attention. You have to do it. The content that we put out, it's for people that follow the news. Because there's constantly people that come on and say, what's happening? Who is this? You need to explain it. I don't have to do any. You have to explain it to me. If you don't understand the difference between Seth Magaziner and Congressman Seth Magaziner and Gabe Amo, it's not my responsibility to explain that to you. If you don't know, you know, someone said on Instagram, you need to explain who this Sabina Matos is. If I have to explain to you who the lieutenant governor is, you don't belong in the class. That's what this really is. This is an advanced group. This is like an honors class. If you're the subscribers on the page are all in like honors English and honors history. They're honors current events. They truly follow the news. They know what's going on. I don't have to keep going back and explain. But what's interesting is it's kind of like you have the C to D students that don't pay attention, that keep saying, you have to explain to me, you know, the basic, simple type. You know, you didn't explain who Charlotte Lester is. I shouldn't have to. If you don't know who that is, you don't belong on the page. If I have to explain, You don't explain how McKee's the governor. And, you know, I thought Gina, if I have to explain that, you're in the wrong class. You need to be in the slow reading group. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. There's plenty of classes that you can take. But we constantly come into this. You know, you need to explain to me what happened here. Gee, a car crashed into a Dunkin' Donuts. I'm really not sure how much more information you need. There's a car on fire. Yeah, but you didn't explain what happened. Gee, I don't know. There's a car on fire. Is there really? Really? You want a detailed report? I love that. You need to explain to me. I need to explain to you. I don't need to explain to you. So I want to commend those. I don't do enough to point that out. Now, again, I try to point this out to people. It's not for everybody. Much like if you ever took an honors class, whether it was in high school or college, it wasn't for everybody. And by the way, those that are not in the class, it doesn't make them bad people. But, you know, there would be an honors English class. The people taking regular English, there's nothing wrong with them, but they're just not excelling in English or history or whatever the subject may be. But the people that are not in that, they need to adapt. They need to adapt. We're not adapting. I don't know how else to explain that. We're not adapting. I find it sometimes with the newer platforms. See, I like that. You need to explain to me what happened. I need to? Really? What you need to do is you can watch Channel 10 and maybe they'll do 15 seconds or 30 and they'll explain it to you. In very easy to understand terms. I mean, we don't do that. So, you know, we have people, and I know this sounds like a total vent here, but we had people on Saturday after the fact of what happened here. I don't know what to tell you. If you are unaware that there was a three-hour standoff with the police, the Cranston police, there definitely was someone with a weapon. They were unaware if the individual had fired the weapon and harmed themselves, or if they still had it and they were lying in wait, and thus it led to a standoff. But if on Sunday you're unaware of what happened, that's you really don't belong on the page. That's not our problem. That's your problem. You have to catch up. You have to catch up. It'd be, you know, they should picture, I should almost frame it that as if they're sitting in the back of the class and they're asking like some basic questions. And then the teacher would say, well, no, then you need to catch up tonight. You need to do some extra reading, some extra work on the weekend and catch up to the class. Because we're not going backwards. We're not going backwards. Folks, this portion of the program, I can't say enough good things about our friends with Just Angels and Jean and the incredible work that she does. And, you know, as I have talked about, and those of you that were following and listening, month of December into January into February is a very personal, very, very challenging time, if not the most challenging that I have ever faced when you're dealing with cancer surgery. And I am telling you, I was able to get through it through the power of prayer and these beautiful, meaningful. If I could give you anything, it would be to try to convey to you how important these are, and you can get them for yourself or others at Just Angels, online at justangelsonline.com. Now, they are online commerce. Can you drive to them? No. Can you call them? No. They have a Facebook page that I share. It's online e-commerce, justangelsonline.com. They have beautiful items. You don't have to drive to them. You don't have to call them. You log on. You look at all the different beautiful merchandise, you select it, and then Jean ships it right to you very quickly, as a matter of fact. Commemorative memorial gifts, treasured keeps, but I'm telling you, they're very, very powerful. It'll change your life. Just Angels, and online at justangelsonline.com. Well, folks, and again, I want to stay on track here because admittedly sometimes can go off on a rant. But I do want to, we're going to touch on several things. This is the Noon Report. I do want to mention, though, I received a nice email from Lisa that said, Juan, we're thinking of getting a new roof. Could you mention the roofer that you mentioned? Lisa, gladly. Royal Exteriors. Call them. 401-533-9989. Free estimate. Call Andrew at Royal Exteriors, where the customer is always king. And whether it is roofing or it's all home exterior, it's whether it's roofing or siding or shingles, call them, get them into the mix. New windows, doors, but really vinyl siding, roofing. Royal Exteriors. It's the outside of your home, clearly, which, remember, is just as important as the inside. Follow their Facebook page, 401-533-9989. Lisa, call Andrew. And folks, if you're listening right now on this beautiful sunny Tuesday and you're thinking, you know, maybe I will get a new roof, at least call him and give him what I call a turnip bat. Let him come out. He's very personable. He's very knowledgeable. And let him give you an idea. Let them earn your business. Royal Exteriors. Free estimate, 401-533-9989, serving Rhode Island and Massachusetts. It's Royal Exteriors. Now, I want to just touch on the situation that's going on at the Ivy League universities. Columbia, obviously, is getting a lot of the attention, but it's also going on at MIT, and it's also going on at Yale, and it's also going on and spreading out at different places. So what you have right now is and I understand not everyone follows the news, but here's what you need to know. The president at Columbia University in New York, that woman needs to resign. That woman needs to resign. What is playing out right now in the media, where they're talking about mobilizing the National Guard to protect Jewish college students at Columbia. This is a complete breakdown. It's also a double standard. Complete double standard. When you have, they're blocking, harassing, talking about the protesters now, calling themselves Hamas, pointing at the Jewish students, saying they're the next targets. As other people have pointed out, can you only envision if there was a group doing that to students of color? Would that be tolerated? Would that be tolerated if people were following, targeting, and protesting against LGBTQ or even trans students, for that matter? Can you imagine someone with a sign saying Hispanic students are the next target? Why is it acceptable with the Jewish students? This is a problem within the Democrat Party. And members of the Democrat Party don't call it out enough. I assure you, all those protesters are all Democrats. And what you're finding right now is Senator Josh Hawley, who we've had on the program, and also Senator Tom Cotton are calling on President Biden to mobilize the National Guard to protect Jewish American college students to the anti-Israel pro-terrorist demonstrations on campuses. It is broken. But it's going on in Democrat run. The governor of New York is a Democrat. Mayor Adams is useless in New York City. Look at Massachusetts with Governor Healey and Mayor Wu. This should not be allowed. This is insanity. If you've been following any of it, you know, they're going to be, here's the good news. There's good news and bad news with this. Now, the bad news is it's obviously disgraceful. You don't hear Governor McKee saying anything about it. You don't hear Matto saying anything about it. You don't hear Gabe Amo calling it out. Right? All they keep pushing is this narrative about white supremacy. And what is going on the campus of Columbia is completely disgraceful. What I also don't actually understand is I don't understand. If I were a young Jewish college student in New York. I don't understand why they are not going up there and wreaking havoc. With when you have people that are saying death to the Jews and that we're Hamas, I mean, that's beyond fighting words. I don't understand. The students at Columbia, they shouldn't be going remote learning. They should be cleaning up their campus. Now, granted, this could be for anyone, but it really should be young Jewish men in New York should just be going up to that campus and clearing out every tent and throwing out every protester, male, female, who cares? Clear them out. And I'll even say every young female Jewish college student should be going up to the Columbia campus and wreaking havoc and just flushing out those protesters. These are people that need to be dealt with. This is not freedom of speech. This is not freedom of speech. That, listen, they're not peaceful. So you don't have to be peaceful. I don't understand the reticence. I don't understand why they're not doing it. I'm just trying to picture if I was, now I'm, you know, Irish Italian. I'm just trying to think if I were a college student and there were a bunch of people saying death to the Irish or death to the Italians and this other stuff, I just like to think that myself and my friends would look at each other like, all right, let's go. I mean, we are gonna completely remove them physically and hopefully, you know, completely remove this whole fiasco. So, but that president of Colombia and the media trying to say, oh, it's pro-Palestine, it's so insulting. You know, I've been telling you this since October 7th. I've been telling you this since October when I covered that protest in downtown Providence. Now, I do want to give credit to Governor McKee. He did fire that's Providence City Councilman Miguel Sanchez, who was basically pro-Hamas. At Brown University, you saw pro-Hamas supporters. At Textron in Providence, you've seen pro-Hamas supporters. But what I really don't understand is, I mean, because there are, I remember when I lived in New York, I was in, it was a summer basketball league, and it used to play, it was very well organized. And I played on this team, and it used to be it was twice a week. So we'd play Tuesday night and Thursday night. And I was just thinking, I mean, there were some Jewish guys, obviously in the league, but also even on my team, and they were big and strong. And I'm just trying to picture, like, why would they not go up there and just completely wipe this crowd out? So, and why it's tolerated. But now the good news is this is really bad for Biden. And this crowd, they are so demented. And you look at them, they're just so repulsive. I loathe them. I can't believe, actually, admittedly, how angry I get when I see them. Israel is our ally. It's remarkable how the Republicans are the true allies of Israel, not the Democrat Party. But what are they going to do next month? It's supposed to be. Can you imagine you have to cancel graduation because of those individuals who are just complete scum? They are. And that girl standing there, Hamas, this is your next target. And calling college students that have a flag of Israel, calling them Nazis. They're just so repulsive. But the good news is they're absolutely going to disrupt, if not destroy, the Democrat National Convention coming up in August. So would President Trump would be allowing this. You don't see this going on in Florida. You don't see this going on in red states. It's going on in blue states. Where's it going on? It's going on in California. It's going on in Massachusetts. It's going on in New York. New York seems to be the hotbed for it. I don't understand why it would be tolerated. There's no other group that you would allow a group to do things like that. You don't hear any local talk about the hate speech that is, right? You certainly don't hear. Sabina Matos, the lieutenant governor, who, you know, likes to appear at different places. Hate has no home here and blah, blah, blah. Silent. Could put out a press release. This is disgraceful, what's going on at Columbia. Easily could put out a press release on that. Nope, nothing on that. Folks, this portion of our program on this, beautiful Tuesday, as a matter of fact, is brought to you by, remember, AEP Services. Now, you don't have to, I don't have to convince you that it's an unsettling time. Our area, because of the policies of McKee Matos, they're making our part of the country more dangerous. There's more criminals. There's more illegal aliens coming in. Folks, you need to protect your home and your property. Call AEP Services today. And one of the ways you can do that is to have a nice fence set up. Vinyl, wood, aluminum, chain link, AEP. Call for a free estimate, 401-228-7190. They're right in Johnston. If you're listening right now on this sunny Tuesday and you've been thinking of having a fence put up, maybe for privacy, maybe for protection. Maybe you have your grandchildren come over and you want to let them be able to play in the yard or your pet. Put up a nice fence. You know, it doesn't mean you're not a good neighbor. It doesn't mean that you're not friendly to your neighbor. You could just say, you know, I'd like the security, the protection. AEP Services, residential or commercial. Call them today. Free estimate. Call the experts, 401-228-7190. And remember, they have fence and gate service. It's AEP, 401-228-7190. So I want to repeat. Now, we're not seeing it yet as much at Brown. Brown had a lot of protests. Brown, it's tough to tell where are the activists. Are they Brown students? Are they RISD students? Are they students? It's tough to tell. There were a number of arrests. The Providence police, wisely, they kind of changed up the tactic a little bit. When I was there, they first arrested them, then brought them through the gauntlet, and they were all chanting and so forth. It was actually the night of December 11th when Governor McKee sent Peter Alvini on local television to close the bridge. But the next time they did that, they arrested them and then processed them and released them right there inside the president's residence. But what you're seeing going on right now, I believe, and you know, I want to come back to that the month of October into November, I was strongly encouraging the Republican running against Gabe Amo. Remember, Gabe Amo appeared with Black Lives Matter. Gabe Amo appeared with Congressman now. He appeared with the Squad. Black Lives Matter, anti-Semitic. The Squad, anti-Semitic. Presley, Taib, the other one from Minneapolis, whose daughter got arrested, all anti-Semitic. I was pleading with him to start going to the East Side. I was trying to explain to the Rhode Island Republican Party, you have it in here. I would have gone door to door on the East Side and talked about how Gabe Amo and the Democrat Party have abandoned Israel and how he was campaigning with BLM, how he was campaigning with the Squad. He was campaigning with people that walk around carrying Palestinian flags. They wouldn't go for it for whatever reason. I don't understand it. I thought it was an in. But this is a major problem. President Trump, obviously, very loyal. Israel is our ally. They are. We can't allow Israel to be attacked in this. But this is very, very damaging for the Democrat Party. So this August will be the Democrat National Convention in Chicago. And I think it's going to build. I think it's building now. These, quote, encampments that are going up, and they're all anti-Semitic. You know, locally, you have these people that are totally anti-Semitic, that the local media let them get away with it, with the exception of Mark Patinkin, who calls them out on it. There was no resolution at the Rhode Island State House to show support for Israel. I believe this is a negative for Biden, and I believe it's a positive, I think so, for President Trump. Chicago has the largest Palestinian population in the country. That's true. Illinois will still go blue. But Michigan has a huge Dearborn. Huge, that's where Tlaib is from. Huge Arab population. And they are definitely looking at not supporting Biden. And if Biden loses Michigan, either because of President Trump or Kennedy, one of the two, that helps. So the bad news is it's totally unacceptable. The good news is I think this hurts Biden and could end up helping President Trump. I don't understand why in New York some people are just sitting around. I don't get it. I have I visited Israel. I've talked about it. I was there for 15 days. I was with a group of journalists and other members of the media. And they continually said, never again. Never again are we going to sit back. Never again are we going to take it. Never again are we going to allow them to round us up and put us on trains and send us to concentration camps and everything else. Never again. I don't understand in New York why they're on the sidelines, so to speak. So I think they should be overrun if there's, you know, whatever number of demonstrators there are. If there's 200, then you get 1,000 that are all pro-Israel, ideally even Jewish, and just totally run them off and run them down. They should say to the police, we'll handle this. We got it. So, now granted, the police, Columbia, the area where these people are, you had a professor at Columbia that wasn't being allowed onto the campus of the area where they were. But that president of Columbia needs to go. The Robert Kraft, Patriot owner, saying he's not going to donate to Columbia anymore. These high universities, seemingly the only thing they understand is when wealthy donors start withholding the money. It happened with UPenn. It happened with Harvard. And now, seemingly, this woman cannot stay at Columbia. This is the United States in 2024. People are putting up photographs of 1938 where the Nazis were preventing Jews from entering libraries, entering buildings. That's going on right now in Biden's America. It is absolutely disgraceful. I loathe them. I can't believe the hatred that these people get out of me. I mean, I'm friendly, obviously. I visited Israel. You get new appreciation for it. I value them as an ally. I don't want to get on the whole thing if I have Jewish friends, but I am a member of the Rhode Island Coalition for Israel. I'm a very active member with the Rhode Island Coalition for Israel. I know some people are upset that I am saying that I think Jewish students should go and totally wipe them out and clear them out and chase them out of there. And if there are people that are upset by that, you can contact the Rhode Island Coalition for Israel and tell them you're offended that I am a member of their organization. I'm saying this and see how that goes. But I think this is despicable, what's going on. Folks, this portion of our program on this beautiful Tuesday, and I will talk about the bridge in just a moment, but it's brought to you by, remember, Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen. So if you've been thinking that you'd like to improve your kitchen or improve your bathroom, call them, give them a chance. That's all I ask. Give them a chance to pitch the business. Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen, 401-433-7272, 401-433-7272. Dreammaker, their showroom, it's state of the art. We're going to be doing a live stream from there coming up. It's right near Crown Plaza in Kachai, right in Warwick, Greenwich Avenue. And it's a one stop, take you from concept to completion, respect, integrity, customer focus. Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen. Transition from dreams to reality and experience upgraded living with your bath and kitchen remodel today. Call them if you're thinking about it. And I like to share their page to say, this could be your bathroom. This could be your kitchen. Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen, 401-433-7272. Now, this is my take on what's happening right now in regards to 195 in the bridge. Now, I haven't been over there, but whatever they're doing right now certainly seems to be working very, very well. They seem to be, anyhow, right now, the changes they have made seems to be working out very well with this three lanes. So, and I want to be very clear in regards to my attention to the bridge in East Providence. It's really dependent on whether or not it's in the news and it continues to be a problem. As I was saying last night, I mean, I really want, not only for all the people that deal with it in the East Bay, and certainly not all the people in East Providence, selfishly, if something happens in East Providence, I want to be able to zip in and out of there with no no traffic and be able to get to it. In the past, it's almost then like you're stuck there. So if for right now, this three-lane method that they're using, just 2 days in or 3 days in, it seems better than what they had. So I hope for the people, the businesses of East Bay, I hope it does work. I don't know what permanently is going to work, but then I hope this does work out this way. And maybe there's another way to attack this. However, I'm not going to just bang the drum on it every day, because I spoke to someone this morning who said he has a friend and she cruised right through and it was no problem. So I think that's great. I still feel bad. I still think people should be held accountable. I find it disturbing that right now, when you think about it, that seemingly that no one is going to be held accountable for this whole thing. That no one is going to be, as we're learning right now, there's no talk about anyone losing their job over this. I mean, unless something changes, it doesn't sound as though anyone is going to ultimately be held accountable in this whole thing. I mean, we're going to have to wait and see. Obviously, like Governor McKee and the McKee administration, they all want that this whole thing to disappear. Where there are two investigations going on, you have the state investigation and then you have the federal investigation. So it is going to be a long time. But right now at 12:43 on this Tuesday, if the makeshift three-lane alternative they've come up with, if that's working and that's going to allow people in the East Bay, East Providence, others to shoot in and out of there, I mean, I think it's terrific. I think it's great. Let's wait and see. As I said, anything seemingly is better than what was going on. And so far, 2 days in, we don't see the big traffic jams. Now, Grant, we're about a month away from the heavy traffic coming that's going to be going back and forth to the Cape. I mean, that will be a real test. But so far, 2 days in, it does seem to be a huge improvement. Folks, speaking of improvement, I want to remind you about AJ Drywall Plasters and Home Improvement. Call them today, 401-323-9252. Remember, framed or finished basements, acoustical ceilings. If you have an unfinished basement, if you have an unfinished garage, commercial rehabs, painting, remodeling, they do it all. AJ Drywall Plasters Home Improvement. Maybe you're thinking of adding on an in-law apartment. Maybe you have an unfinished garage. You have an unfinished basement. AJ Drywall Plasters Home Improvement. 401-323-9252. 401-323-9252. Call them. Free quote. Now, right now, on this Tuesday, if you've been thinking, you know, we want to improve our current home or business, call them for a free estimate. I do share their Facebook page, AJ Drywall Plasters Home Improvement, 401-323-9252. Now, it is stressful, the times we're going through right now. Remember, April is Mental Health Awareness Month. Tranquil Touch Mind and Body Spa. We're going to do a live stream from there next week. They're located right on West Shore Road in Warwick. Learn more about it. I'm very intrigued by it. But Tranquil Touch Mind and Body Spa, 401-429-3575. So as far as the Trump trial, I started to mention this a little bit. There's a lot about this that is outrageous. Now, a couple things I want to share with you my thoughts on, you know, this trial that President Trump is on. Number one, it's not being televised. So it's not going to have the interest that it would have if you could watch the trial. And any trial that is televised, that's what really hooks the people in. But if you can't watch it, people don't, it's not the same effect. He'll still get coverage on it. They're still going to cover it. But here's the part that really sticks out to me is, are they doing this to embarrass him? Yes. Are they doing this to, in my mind, essentially interfere with his campaign? They are. And I'll tell you why. Because what you're hearing on the headline of this, and it is, listen, I feel for Melania. I feel for his family. I feel for him and everyone else. This is, they're doing this on purpose, right? To try to embarrass him. But what this business of election interference, that's what really stands out to me, election interference. And they're trying to say that money was paid to squash this story so it didn't impact the 2016 election. Let's just walk that down just a little bit. And bear with me. I'm not saying this is the perfect analogy. But look at what happened locally now. Let's talk about that. So someone is paid money, according to them, so they don't, quote, interfere with the election. Because what they have to say would be negative towards, you know, the person running for office. Well, let's look locally at the exit of Dr. Nicole Alexander Scott, who Gina Raimondo put in. There were a lot of people that second-guessed some of the decisions by Dr. Nicole Alexander Scott. But when McKee came in, they were then butting heads. And Governor McKee made the announcement that she was going to be leaving. However, you know, there were questions. Is she leaving? Is she being fired? And Governor McKee, who was terrible with the talking points, those who remember this at the time, right? So just the timeline of events to refresh your memory. In 2021 is when Gina left to go work with Biden for commerce. Okay. So McKee takes over in March of 21. In March of 21, in December of 21, going into 2022, Governor McKee's running for re-election in 2022. In December of 21, he's having problems with Dr. Nicole Alexander Scott, who's the head of the Department of Health. In 2022, we learned that not only is she leaving the Rhode Island Department of Health, he claimed she said you had a window of opportunity on a job. Okay, so you're leaving. 2 weeks notice, what have you. But what they ended up doing was they paid her a full year salary over a short period, couple of months. That's absolutely fact what happened. That's what happened. But what people don't realize is one of the things that they bought with Dr. Nicole Alexander Scott leaving and then getting a full year salary for, quote, being on call, was they were actually buying her silence. They didn't want her out there saying what a lousy Governor McKee was. They didn't want her out there, the McKee people, saying that she was fighting with him and she didn't want to work for him. They didn't want her out there, in essence, really saying anything in negative. So, in other words, when they paid her off, they were preventing her from what? From interfering in the Democrat primary of September 2022. Isn't that election interference? I mean, there are different situations where someone leaves, and what they're ultimately buying is their silence. So I'm not going to get into the tawdry nature of accusations, of which, by the way, this situation that the president finds himself in, if you step back, there's no way to prove it truly one way or the other, whether or not it was true. So It's unprovable. It's unprovable. One person claims it happened. Another person claims it did not happen. It's unprovable. It is. That's just a fact. But it's the nature of interfering with the election. Now, that brings us to Rhode Island. And I want to touch on something. And this is wildly important, folks. But this portion of the program on this beautiful Tuesday is brought to you by J. Perry Paving. Call them today, 401-732-1730. High quality, fair pricing, exceptional service. Letter J, J. Perry Paving, 401-732-1730. Get your driveway paved. You can get your driveway paved, or you could get your parking lot for a business paved. Whether it's a brand new paving project or just a cracked driveway, J, letter J, J. Perry Paving, licensed and insured contracted company. Now, right now, on this Tuesday at 12:51, maybe you've been thinking of getting your driveway paved. Call them for a free estimate, 401-732-1730. I share their Facebook page. I also want to remind you, Mother's Day is coming up. I bet your mom would love a brand new paved driveway, or Father's Day coming up. And I also want to remind people, no one is better to veterans than J. Perry Paving. If you, your mom or dad are a veteran, or your grandmother, grandfather, son, daughter, uncle, aunt, they have a special package for veterans. 401-732-1730. Folks, it's J. Perry, you guessed it, Paving. Well, folks, good afternoon. You're listening to the John DePietro Show. It's AM 1380 and 99.9 FM. Remember, you can always listen online at the website, DePietro.com. Now, are we doing, as I said earlier, you know, this time of year, especially about the weather changing, it just brings out more different types of stories, and the type of stories that we live stream, and the type of stories that just emerge, right? Suddenly you have situations with that involve water, far more of that. We also, you get some of the sometimes the ATVs, you know, appear. We'll cover that. But I want to touch on right now what's going on at the Den of Thieves, which is Third Island State House. And there's a piece in this morning's Boston Globe, the issues that will define the rest of Rhode Island's legislative session: housing, health care, guns, and Leobor, which is dealing with the police, that still need to be addressed. What's missing from that equation? What's missing from that equation right now on this Tuesday, April 23rd, and I recognize some people are not going to get this, but it has to be said, and that is the Republicans at the Rhode Island State House, who I try to support, the Rhode Island Republican Party, who I try to support. By the way, they've also, thank you, Ron Marshall, the Rhode Island Republican Party, by the way, they also missed the opportunity with the bridge by not doing anything. I've been saying they should have held press conferences over there, and they should have been hammering McKee and hammering some of the elected leaders in the East Bay. They waited. They didn't do anything. And now, seemingly, with the three lanes, they straighten it out. But I want to be very clear. There's nothing that's more important right now, wherever you are right now, at 12:54 on this Tuesday. Let me be very clear. There's nothing more important, in my eyes, at the Rhode Island State House than to address the voting situation in the state. There's nothing more important than the way our elections are now held in Rhode Island. In Rhode Island, compared to Massachusetts and Connecticut, we're an outlier. We're an outlier. The provisions that they have put in, that they put into place during the pandemic, they need to be removed. Right now, we're going to have people running for office in the fall. Someone's going to run against Congressman Seth Magaziner. Someone's, I think, going to run against Congressman Gabe Ammo. Patricia Morgan is running against Senator Whitehouse. President Trump will be on the ballot. I am telling you right now, unless the way our elections are held, unless something is done, there's going to be no type of change. The window is far too long for all these. It's mail ballots. Our mail ballots are not regulated in Rhode Island. I've said this before. In Massachusetts and Connecticut, the limit is 10. The amount of ballots that one person collect is 10. In Rhode Island, it's none. In Rhode Island, there's no paper trail. We saw what happened with Matos and the signatures. I'm not going to get into this whole, you know, the definition of insanity. The definition of insanity is you keep doing the same thing over and over and you expect a different result. I'm saying right now, unless our voting system in Rhode Island is put back to the way it was before the pandemic, no Republican will win statewide or even district wide. It will not happen. And I'm not going to waste my time getting involved with it. I won't. I like Patricia Morgan. I do. She's running against Senator Whitehouse. Do I think she can beat him under the current conditions? No. No, I don't believe that. I plan to vote for President Trump, right? Do I believe he could win Rhode Island and beat Biden based on the way our voting system is done? No. Could a Republican beat Gabe Amo? Not the way our election system is done. We need to rein in the mail ballots. Folks, I don't just criticize. I'm giving hard evidence. Helena Folks beat McKee day of voting. The most important aspect of our voting should be who goes to the polls and votes. That should be the most important part, and it's not. I interviewed the Secretary of State. He's like, oh, you know, it's like a baseball game. It shouldn't be a baseball game. You know, you get 5 runs in the first inning, you get 2 runs. Nope, it shouldn't be like that. Helena Folks beat McKee day of voting. Then why is he the governor? Because of mail ballots, because of the ballot harvesting. Aaron Gukian beat Matos day of voting. Why isn't he the lieutenant governor? Because now they also say, well, also early voting. Early voting, I think the window should be narrowed to maybe the weekend before. I mean, I don't like any of that, but the weekend before. None of this 20 days before the election. 20 days before the election. That just means they want more time to stuff those drop boxes. You had people delivering a mail ballot to the polls on election day. That's crazy. If you can make it there, then you could just, that should be discarded, and then you just vote. Oh, here's my bail ballot because I can't vote. That's ridiculous. You're at the polls. You're already proving that you can vote. Totally ridiculous. But I want to, and I don't hear anything about that right now. I don't hear any talk. I don't see any press conference. The clock is ticking. There's about 6 weeks left of the session. I see nothing on voting. I don't get it. The signature scandal last July and August showed how it can be manipulated. And mail ballots are even easier than that. I'm at a loss. But remember, nothing changes if nothing changes. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to break for the 1 o'clock news. Next hour, Donna Perry will talk about Quina. We'll talk about 60 Minutes. We'll talk about Massachusetts. Facebook Live later. Right now, let's break. Another hour to go after the 1 o'clock news.
WNRI Woonsocket. W260 DC. WNRI.